Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is a beautiful day here in Joburg, and I think, I'm hoping, my fingers are crossed, that the cold weather is finally behind us and we can now enjoy an amazing spring slash summer. The last couple of weeks have been freezing, there's been rain, there's been hail, there's been wind, there's been flooding. So I am hoping that summer is finally here to stay, because I've missed it quite a bit and I'm quite excited that it has finally arrived. In keeping with the summer theme, there are loads of fun events on the go, of course, in and around Joburg coming up this week, as well as within the next 2 weeks. So I'm just going to give you an update on everything that's on the go, just so you can make sure you've got your tickets and whatnot. And then I also have some awesome tickets to give away. So you know me, I love giving things away. Do stay tuned. Let us kick off. So if you love wine like I love wine, which is like a lot, I am very excited that the Uncork and Unwind Wine Festival is going to be ushering in summer this Thursday, the 19th of October, at Tom Camphor Volvo at 3 Stanley Road in Auckland Park. So this comes from the team from Wine Menu, who do like the best events. I always say the events are never crowded. They sell a certain number of tickets, that's it. And the events are very high-end and very exclusive. So if you want to join myself at the Uncork and Unwind Wine Festival this Thursday, the 19th of October, and get to taste some fantastic summer bubbly, some white, rosé, and of course some reds for the braai, all surrounded by beautiful Volvo cars, then do make sure that you book your tickets on webtickets.co.za. Now, this includes your tasting, this includes snacks, this includes music, it includes everything, and the tickets are only 250 Rand each. So head on over to webtickets.co.za, or you can purchase them at the Wine Menu store, which is located in the Bluebird Shopping Centre in Illovo. And it starts at 6 at Tom Camphor Volvo in Auckland Park. It's going to be loads of fun. I'll see you there. And congrats to my ticket winner, Urashia, who walks away with a set of tickets and a bottle of amazing Dainty Bess MCC to enjoy a little bit later in the summer. Or that night, depending. Maybe she's that kind of girl. I don't know. So I will see you there, and I look forward to seeing the rest of you there. So all the details are on my website, heatherhook.com. So just head across there and click on the Uncork and Unwind Wine Festival. Yay. Sticking with the alcoholic beverages, you know, it's how I roll. Champagne Day. Official Champagne Day is this Friday, the 20th of October, and my favorite team from Tsokosan have invited you and me to celebrate wonderful. And starting at 11 o'clock and running until midnight on Friday, the 20th of October, Tsokosan is offering you the finest champagne at special prices that have been negotiated, so you can spend your morning and afternoon and evening enjoying bubbly. Yay! So there are amazing offers, like, for example, the Corona Night Nectar Rosé MCC is selling at 160 Rand per bottle. And there's a buy one, get one free offer exclusively on the day. So if you go through, you'll spend 160 Rand, you'll get two bottles of champagne. That's a really good deal, I must say. And Corona's a good champagne. Like, I really like them. If you've got a bit more of an expensive palate, Moët and Chandon champagne, Brut Imperial is available at 535 Rand per bottle, and Veuve Clicquot Champagne Yellow Label Brut at 630 Rand per bottle, which is really not bad for hotel prices. This is really, really a good, this is really a good deal. So this is going on around the country, most specifically, obviously, in Gauteng, Sandton Sun, Southern Sun Hyde Park, Palazzo Monte Cassino, Southern Sun Monte Cassino, Interconti Towers, Garden Court, Sandton City, Holiday Inn, Sandton, Rivonia Road, and Sun Square in Monte Casino. There are also Tsokosan properties in Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. If you are based in those areas, just head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the Celebrate Champagne Day with Tsokosan post. You can go and check out. I've listed all the hotels there. And yeah, it's going to be loads of fun. Hashtag Champagne Day. So I'm greatly looking forward, and I know you are too. So I'm not sure which property I'm going to be visiting yet, but I will be around, and I will most certainly be drinking champagne on Friday, because it's Friday. And it's Champagne Day. Like, what more do I need in my life? So if you love beautiful jewelry And you love diamonds, most specifically. I have just discovered, well, not just discovered, but I've recently been chatting to the owner of Impilo Collection, a jewelry, Angela Yeung, who is a South African award-winning jewelry designer. Impilo Collection is all hers, and she has created a fantastic limited edition range of pink collection in support of the Pink Drive and Breast Cancer Awareness for October. These pieces are beautiful. That's all I can say. Beautiful. Impilo Collection is comprised of unique pieces of investment jewelry. So they use only the highest quality diamonds, pearls, and precious gemstones, which are set in either platinum or gold. And the amazing thing is about them, although they supply to a variety of jewelry stores, they also create bespoke jewelry. So if you're looking for care and attention and putting together a piece that is really unique to you and really speaks to you, I cannot recommend Impilo Collection more than, yeah, I mean, they are just absolutely amazing. And Angela's absolutely amazing. She really knows what she's doing. And I had a great chat with her last week. And she was lucky, I was lucky enough, she gave me some pieces to wear to an event on Saturday night. And I'm actually so excited. I'm going to, over the next couple of weeks, be transforming some old jewelry that my mom gave me, which is like sort of very 60s and very dated. I'm going to be transforming that into something absolutely magical that I can wear on a day-to-day basis. And I will tell you why, because I'm not sitting around waiting for a man to buy me a beautiful diamond ring. I'm going to get my own diamond ring. So Impilo Collection, highly, highly recommended. They've got a beautiful story behind them. Do head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and click on the Impilo Collection Jewelry Pink Collection, and just go and check out the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pieces there, and a bit more about what Impilo Collection stands for. And I'm going to be sharing over the next couple of weeks on social media. I will also be chatting to Angela, so do stay tuned. I'll be sharing more about that. If you want to check them out, they are on impilocollection.co.za. That's I-M-P-I-L-O collection.co.za. Or you can give Angela a call on 011-642-3086 and say that Heather sent you. So that is absolutely stunning range of jewelry from Impilo. Now, if you love summer and you love sun and you love a little bit of a pool party, you do not want to miss out on the Maslow's Sunshine Pool Party, which I'm quite excited about. It is taking place on Sunday, the 29th of October, at the beautiful Maslow Hotel, which is on Rivonia Road in Sandton. It starts at 11 and it finishes at 6. And it's one of those pay one price, get like all your stuff for the day, which I absolutely love. So tickets are 365 Rand per person. You get cocktails, you get snacks, you get live DJs, and you get a really fun vibe outside by the pool, at which is just outside the Lacuna Bistro, which is in the Maslow Hotel. Complimentary bubbly, yay, just speaks to my soul. The dress code is summer chic, and it is going to be loads of fun. So do make sure you book your tickets, and I look forward to seeing you there. That is Sunday, the 29th of October at the Maslow Hotel. You can drop them an email, lacuna.bistro, lacuna.bistro, at suninternational.com, or you can give them a call on 010-226-4647 and tell them you want to come to their Sunshine Social Pool Party on the 29th of October. It's going to be loads of fun. Something else you want to make sure that you have in your diaries, Texas, the awesome band from the late 90s that I used to have like solidly on repeat for most of my 18, 19 and 20 year old years, which is a very long time ago, but I won't tell you how long, have just released their latest album, Jump On Board, a little bit earlier this year. And they're going to be heading to South Africa in December for a two-city tour. Yay! They are a Scottish band. You'll most likely know them for their worldwide hits like Summer Sun, I Don't Want a Lover, Say What You Want. Yeah, really, really cool. And they're going to be performing in Cape Town, and they're going to be up in Joburg at Emerentia Gardens on Sunday, the 10th of December. So make sure you head on over to webtickets.co.za. Tickets are on sale. They are 495 Rand through Web Tickets and selected Pick and Pay stores. So that's webtickets.co.za, or again, hit my blog, heatherhook.com, and check out all about Texas, who are coming our way in about 2 months' time. Exciting. So as you may recall, last week I spoke a little bit about the SABC3 series called Bedford Wives that has got South Africans glued to their TV sets every Thursday evening at 7:30. And I was lucky enough to catch up with the lead character, Despina, she's played by Sharon Spiegel-Wagner. And I was lucky enough to catch up with Sharon and find out a little bit more about what happened on set, a little bit about the filming. And if you're a fan, there's a little bit of a hint about a surprise that's coming up in one of the upcoming episodes. So let's chat to Sharon. Tell us a little bit about your character and why you specifically relate to them.
So my character is Despina Giannopoulos. She's an ex-Miss South Africa, and she takes a lot of pride in her appearance and that lifestyle that a lot of the beauty queens have. She's quite sweet, and she tries to be correct in everything, and she has a sort of a system for everything that really works for her. She's very calculated, and she's very logical, and she really likes to follow a system and a process. You can see she was type A personality. I think in that sense, I do relate to her a little bit. I also have a bit of an ambitious personality, and I have a certain way of doing things. I'm a little more chaotic and artistic and crazy than she is. She's a lot more ordered and systematic with her things. In one of the episodes, she uses post-its to sort of classify everything for herself. And I remember doing that when I was studying as well. She's also deeply insecure here and there. She listens to affirmations every day, giving her strength and courage, because I think she realizes that she's not perfect. So behind that perfect facade and that perfect image actually lurks a real human who's vulnerable and who's damaged as well, and who has her own insecurities and her own fears about not succeeding or not being the perfect mom or the perfect mom at school or the perfect wife. So I think a lot of women can relate to that. I'm a mum as well, and I can relate to those fears and insecurities about not being perfect or not being good enough for your kids. What's amazing about playing Despina is that she begins as someone that's underestimated and unassuming. And then throughout this process, the story, as the story evolves, she completely changes and becomes the underdog. She really thrives and triumphs against all the obstacles that she's presented with, and she does it with grace. She does fall here and there, but she picks herself right back up again, and she triumphantly really gets to the bottom of things and tries to stand for good and represent what's right and do things correctly. So I'm very proud of her and her evolution through the show. And she also gets to touch on so many genres. She's funny, she's an action hero, she's a thug, she's a criminal, she's a mom, it's great. It really is quite wonderful. The writing has got so much that she can explore. So it was a real treat to play this woman, and I miss her even now after filming.
What was the hardest thing about filming Bedford Wives for you, and also what was the most fun thing about filming?
I think the hardest thing about the filming process, I had so much fun, but there were the most challenging days, I suppose, were the scenes that were very emotional and required a lot of vulnerability and breaking down. And those are not the easiest things to do with, 20 people in the room, and your director saying, cry to the left, or can you just move, your eyelashes are falling out while you're crying, so let's just redo that. I mean, you can cry now, cry really hard now. So it's actually, because of the nature of the camera and the light and everything, it's in the actual frame that you see is incredibly technically crafted, and you inside the frame have to then also be technically crafted. So it was quite challenging to have to complement so much of what's going on in the frame when all you want to do is be in the moment of the story. But it's almost like you have to make sure that you are there for the camera, for the light, for everything. You have to place yourself very correctly before you can let go. There's so many things that have to be aligned to be able to be vulnerable and let go. And I suppose those scenes were particularly challenging. The toughest scene was the scene where Despina's taking a bath, and she's remembering her husband, and he dies in the first episode, and she's sort of contemplating on her own. She's in her own private space, and she has to sort of let go. And I think that was really hard, because I wasn't wearing much in the bath, and there were a lot of people around me, and it was actually much more difficult than I anticipated, and it was much harder to let go. So it took a bit of time. And I hope it came across just like I would have hoped. So those scenes were quite challenging. It's so difficult to say Which one was the most fun? Because I, what was the most fun thing? Because I had so much fun on set. I can't call it, some days I couldn't call it work. It was so much fun. But playing opposite these actors was probably the most fun. I had the great time playing opposite Chris. He's such a wonderful human being, and we had such fantastic scenes together that we really got into. It was a blast playing opposite him. We really got on and has become one of my most treasured friends. Playing opposite Shailene, who plays Yvette, she's my friend in the best friend in the program. She's awesome to play opposite, and Annabelle is hilarious. And to play opposite Paige, who played my daughter, it was such a pleasure. Gabriella, who played Gigi, it was just and Sibulile, who was incredible as Paulina, and our relationship was very complex, and we had so much fun in the end. It is so difficult to pick out which is the most fun. But I had fun every single day. It was just awesome.
Can you share one little secret about an upcoming episode that no one knows about? So something, yeah, like a little insider scoop for the listeners.
Well, what's to come is the unfolding of what the falafel really is. And everyone wants to know what this falafel is. So we are going to find out exactly what is the falafel.
Where to next for you, Sharon? Where can we see you next? What are the upcoming projects that you're working on?
Where to next? I mean, hopefully a lot more television and film work. Love to get back on stage again soon. At the moment, I'm playing mommy. I still have a very young baby, 6-month-old baby. So while I was filming, that was incredibly hard to be away from the baby. So I think that was the most challenging thing, to be away from the children, my babies. So at the moment I'm mom. You can anticipate me being mom, and hopefully some juicy, wonderful roles are coming my way very, very soon. I can't tell any more.
And last but not least, how can people follow you or get engaged with you on social media? So where are you to be found?
You can follow me on Facebook, Sharon Spiegel Wagner, or at Sharon Wags on Twitter, and also Sharon Wags on Instagram. So please follow me for more interesting stuff that I'm doing, and I can't wait to share it with you all.
So awesome chatting with Sharon. She is a dedicated mother. She's living her passion. It really was an amazing inspiration for me to spend some time chatting to her. So thank you, Sharon, for sharing with me. It was amazing. So I am just about done for the day. However, if you would like to win a set of tickets valued at 300 Rand, you know I love to give stuff away, to the Thursday Whiskey Affair, which is taking place next week, Thursday, the 26th of October, at the stunning Churchill's Bar in Melrose Arch, you need to head on to my website and enter. The tickets are valued at 300 Rand for the set, and you get to taste a whole bunch of different whiskeys, you get some snacks, and you get to have a really fun evening. I love Churchill's. It's kind of like a British gastro pub type vibe, and there's always loads on the go and music and all sorts of fun stuff. So do make sure that you head across to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab. If you don't see the article on the homepage, click on the competitions tab and you can enter. Obviously, just please remember any of the competitions that say closed in front of them are currently closed, because sometimes I send people over to the competition page and they get all excited and they enter things that, sort of expired like 6 months ago. So if it says closed, the competition is closed. The winner has been drawn and announced, but the Churchill's competition is still open. So make sure that you enter for that. Now, if you like this podcast and you would like to listen to something similar, why don't you listen to Keeping Up with the Kalvaris? No more Kardashians. Don't worry about Kardashians. You want to keep up with the Kalvaris. This is literally an absolute hoot from start to finish. This is general life experiences, kids, life, married life. It is literally Damon and Bernice just go at it hammer and tongs. And it's generally relatively entertaining, I must say. So I highly recommend Keeping Up with the Kalvaris if you're looking for another podcast to listen to. And if you would like to interact with me on social media, I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, so facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And of course, in case you didn't get the website, which I mentioned about 20 times during the show, heatherhook.com. Everything that I've spoken about on the show is on the website as well. So if you missed any dates or times, times or ticket prices, you can go across and have a little listen there. And I'll be back with you next week. I hope that you have an absolutely amazing day, and I look forward to catching up with you soon, maybe at one of the events that are coming up. Chat soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.